Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. If you dial in toll-free, you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, where you get to control the content of the website. If you see something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it to freetalklive.com. It'll come up as one of the many stories in the queue. You can vote on whether you like or dislike different people's suggestions, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So feel free to head on over there and to get interactive. Now then, there is an update, and it's a case regarding a man who we've been following for a while on this program. And this is not a happy update. It's about Julian Heiklin. He is a 79-year-old man who has been, I think, one of the preeminent voices out there in the Liberty Movement, getting the word out to folks about the Fully Informed Jury Association, about jury nullification. The Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org, FIJA.org, is an organization that exists to promote the concept of jury nullification. It is a very, very old right that people have within this Western governmental system that has been obscured. It has been shoved under the rug by the so-called justice system because it's a threat to the government's power. It's basically the fourth check and balance on the government's actions, and the idea was that if the legislative types in the executive branch were to be passing and then enforcing a really bad law, that individuals who would be called onto a jury would be able to be presented with that law as part of the trial, and they would be able to vote not guilty based on their understanding of whether they like the law or not, whether the law itself, in their opinion, was a good or bad thing, not just whether or not the law was broken. And so jury nullification is an incredibly powerful tool that people who believe in good and people who believe in helping others who have not harmed others, people that have been aggressed against by the government, people been kidnapped and silly nonsense the law enforcement actions like the war on drugs, which of course is not very silly, I suppose. It's very dangerous and it hurts a lot of people. But if people were to use jury nullification in those instances, then those people wouldn't have to go to jail. And it would essentially be a way to overturn the laws in that instant and in the courtroom. And if people started using jury nullification, then people wouldn't have to go to jail who didn't harm anybody else, or far fewer people would be going to jail in those circumstances. And then the government would realize, hopefully, that what they're doing is, well, futile by charging people with these crimes when they can't get a conviction from anybody. So jury nullification is an incredibly great idea, and it's important to get that information out into people's hands. And Julian Heiklin has been doing this for quite a while. He's, as I mentioned, 79 years old. This guy, he is amazing. He's an amazing activist because Julian Heiklin doesn't have kids. Well, he's got kids, but they're all grown up. So he doesn't have any kids at home to take care of. Julian Heiklin doesn't have a job that he needs to show up to on Monday morning. Julian Heiklin,
that he can get fired from right, having an opinion.
Yeah. Julian Heiklin is a great activist because he's got nothing, as far as civil disobedience is concerned, as far as standing up for freedom, because he's got nothing to lose. He's an old man.
Don't say that just because you're old you don't have anything to lose, but I understand what you mean in the sense that he doesn't have to worry about losing his job and stuff. He is at this point retired, so he doesn't have to worry about things like losing his job.
He doesn't have the
like
primary
that.
Objections that most people have yeah. to doing
and
civil
these are things that he's taking care of, like
he's
you said.
Largely
like
said himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Ian's really only repeating the things that he said himself.
Okay.
Yeah, was it Julian Heiklin who kind of speculated that or wished that there were more people his age in the
yes.
movement?
That was
okay,
him.
That's what I thought, because I agree with him. People in that age bracket, standing up against the government is an incredibly powerful thing. It makes for amazing coverage, video footage. And this is a man who is arrested for, let's be clear here, he's arrested and kidnapped in many instances. Has been arrested a bunch of times over the last couple of years. He's arrested for handing out flyers in public places, usually in front of federal courthouses. And
as
and
an
usually,
addition.
Usually, it's you know they find later that it's legal to do such a thing, mm-hmm. but you know they hassle him anyway.
But they've been after him big time because he just keeps coming back. Usually, when you arrest somebody, they kind of get the message that this becomes a little uncomfortable. The jail time sucks. It's hard to be away from your friends and family. It's hard to be away from your career. But Julian just keeps coming back. He keeps going from courthouse to courthouse to courthouse and continues to be arrested. And he's just an incredibly brave guy. And he's a real, I think, inspiration, hopefully, to a lot of people. Unfortunately, he's been arrested again, this time not at a courthouse, this time in his own home and under the mode of deception. So the latest information coming from tyrannyfighters.com, also the folks over at copblock.org have a write-up on this. According to Tyranny Fighters, which I believe is actually Julian's website, 7:20 in the morning, just spoke with Julian Heiklin's wife, Susan. This is all likely the result of a bench warrant issued after Julian failed to appear in an arraignment after being charged for jury tampering. Now, it's my understanding that is a federal charge that they've come after him with. And they wanted him to report to their court, but they were kind of screwing him around or something. I don't recall the exact details, but he was basically just fed up with their crap, and he said, yeah, screw this. I'm not going to your kangaroo court hearing, basically. And of course, as is proven, every time when somebody doesn't show up, when they send you a little piece of paper demanding that you show up, they do end up sending men with guns after you. And that's what they did in this case. So at 6 a.m. this morning, a Teaneck, New Jersey police officer knocked on Heiklin's front door. At the time, only one of the Heiklin's daughters was awake and in the shower. Her children, nor Julian or Susan, heard the knocking. An officer knocked sufficiently loud and got the attention of their daughter, who put on a robe and went downstairs to answer the door. She asked what the reason for the police's visit was, and she was told that their car had been broken into. Which, by the way, is the same excuse, if I'm recalling correctly, that they used to get Barrett Cooper's wife, Candy, outside of their home in Texas. They lied and said something about, your car's been broken into and we need to do blah, 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 blah. Whatever. Not true.
Man.
No one was broken into. They just used that as a ruse to get you to open the door.
So what do you say in those circumstances? If a cop comes to your door and says, hey, your car's been broken into, I mean, it's going to be your immediate reaction to say, oh, no, show me. What do you do in that circumstance?
That's a good question. I don't know what...
And there are no repercussions, obviously, when they turn out to be lying just to get you outside.
Right.
No. They can say just about anything to get you to show up where they want you to show up.
But you lie back to them, and oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Not my car. I drive a bicycle.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. That's a good question. Maybe simply ignoring it would be a good idea, because what good are the cops going to do in that circumstance?
They'll write up some forms for you.
Right, yeah. That's what I mean. What else are they going
to
do?
And then they'll never catch the person. And if they do, they'll punish the person, which won't do anything to restore your car. So, but you should feel better because someone else suffered because of that.
Well, you need that form in order to get your insurance to pay too. So that form tends to be important.
So she asked what the reason for the visit was, and she was told their car had been broken into. Four federal officers, probably working for the Federal Protective Service, then entered the home, three men and one woman. They instructed Julian's daughter to stay downstairs and leave the door open. She requested that she be allowed to change, given she was still wet from getting out of the shower and standing in front of an open door, but was refused. She requested they do what they were going to do quietly so as not to wake the children. They went to Susan and Julian's room and woke them and placed Julian under arrest. Julian was generally compliant at first. They allowed him to go to the bathroom and put clothes on. Julian then asked for their names and badge numbers, to which they generally seemed to comply with, but Julian, when he requested a pen and paper to get it in writing, they refused. The female's officer's first name is Jennifer. When they refused, Julian went limp to the floor and became unresponsive in protest, as he has been known to do.
That's his system.
This is typical when he is arrested by the police. And as a result of him being unresponsive, they called for an ambulance. He was taken to a hospital. When he was released, was expected to be taken to the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York in New York City. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is the feds crack down on a near 80-year-old man for handing out flyers. It's Free Talk Live. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way.
Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and take control here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got a lot of features there, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by going to Shrine.freetalklive.com over there, and if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to be part of the Shrine. That's Shrine.freetalklive.com.
LearnLiberty.org is a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective, brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. More videos are being added daily. Go there and check out Professor Anthony Davies' show Just How Bad Our Government Debt Really Is. Professor Stephen Horowitz and Josh Hall provide a satisfying yet sympathetic answer to Are the Rich Getting Richer While the Poor Get Poorer? That's the lectures that you wish they taught you in school. It's learnliberty.org.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We are reporting to you on what's going on with Julian Heiklin. He is unfortunately in the custody of the federal gang. They have decided to take him from his home and then take him into custody. And how long he will be in custody is unknown. The reason for this is because he did not appear at some sort of court hearing for some other BS nonsense trial regarding tampering with a jury or something like that. They're charging him because they don't like the fact that this old man, 79 years old, dares to defy the federal government and all of its authority and power and control, and he hands out flyers talking about jury nullification in front of federal courthouses. He is, like, you know, a very important person to these federal goons. They've sent multiple officers to his home to apprehend this man at 6 in the morning. And they lied, of course, to get their way in. They lied about a car being broken into in order to force their way into this man's home.
So they probably didn't have a search warrant, and they needed some way to get in.
Yep. So, anyway, there's not much more here to go on. We know he's still in their custody. At least that's our understanding. Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com has been making phone calls all day long, attempting to track down Julian to find out about him. Where is he being held? What's going on with him? Is he okay? Just trying to let his federal captors know that people on the outside care about him. And there are details on what Pete's been up to over at CopBlock.org. It's not the top story at CopBlock. It's in the quick hits over on the right-hand side. Julian Heiklin arrested in his home this morning. You can go there to get details on what Pete's been up to, the phone numbers he's been calling, the bureaucrats he's been speaking with, and what he's learned. Currently, we do believe that he is still in federal custody, and there's no estimated time as to if they're going to be releasing him or anything like that. I mean, he was a naughty boy. He refused to show up for their court date.
Well, I think we know how that's going to go generally. I mean, it's not a big surprise that if you don't show up for their court date, that the law is going to be visiting your house. And it doesn't really even matter why. It doesn't matter if it's a parking ticket or felony one murder. That's going
to
happen.
Yep. So pay attention to that. Maybe the best place to go in this case is tyrannyfighters.com. That is Julian's own website, and he has people on the outside who are able to update it in his absence. So that may be the central location for people to get the latest information on this. And, of course, as we hear more, we'll certainly bring it to you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to the phones and the fun, and then we'll tell you about a police officer who you'd think would be the last person to fall for the sovereign citizen scam. We'll explain what that means here in a moment. And it's from our hometown, actually, Mark. But first, we go to Ryan in Iowa. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Ryan?
Oh, geez. I'm trying to think of where I left off the last time I talked to you guys. Yeah, you guys remember me, don't you?
Ryan Michael Style.
That's correct.
Yeah. You're the guy was apparently, I guess, you had a tough time in the military. You didn't really care too much for it, but they wanted you in. And there was some allegations that you lied about being a veteran and bilked people out of thousands of dollars or something like that.
Exactly. And
you're
that
saying
was all...
that's not true.
No, yeah. That's all in the past now. That crap was all 2 years ago. I got all my charges were dismissed. But I've been talking to my military buddies lately. I was actually at the Pentagon on 9/11, and that's what I'm calling about tonight, is to give through my own independent investigation and from all my military buddies who were very basically involved with 9/11. The inside jobbers are halfway right, and the official story is halfway right.
Wait a minute. You claim you were at the Pentagon?
No, not me. Not me. My cousin Pat. He was in the Army, and this is just what he told me. I'm not sure. Don't hold this at face value, but basically, okay, this was my own, through my own independent investigation, and
in case no one has, in case anybody in our audience hasn't heard enough about 9/11 in the last 10 years, now here's Ryan Michael Stein with his viewpoint.
But I bet you guys never heard this one. Okay,
let's hear it.
If the quote-unquote
How much are we
terrorist,
on this? How much
if the quote-unquote terrorist actually did want to completely, just get to us on 9/11, everyone knew Bush was going to be at that elementary school. I mean, they had that stuff planned, months in advance. All they would have had to have done was hijack a plane down in Florida and flew it right into that elementary school.
Yeah. Well, I was down there it was in Sarasota that this elementary school was, and I was living there at the time. I don't think I knew where he was going to be. I don't know that one necessarily knows in advance where the president's going to be, but I suppose it's possible.
Okay. Now, I don't know, you guys have probably seen the Loose Change movies and Zeitgeist and all that. But did you remember the one part where after the Pentagon was hit supposedly by the one flight, they took CNN or ABC News caught on camera one of those doomsday planes that was flying over the Capitol, which is restricted airspace.
A doomsday what?
I'm pretty sure it's in it was either in Loose Change or Zeitgeist, but they caught on camera one of those doomsday planes.
I need to know what this is, too, and I'm sure some of our listeners need to know.
Okay, well, a doomsday plane basically is if we're ever under attack, and basically it's secondary to Air Force One. If we're ever under, nuclear attack, that's basically what they first came, or, started this whole project is. And
Air Force One is the president's plane.
So what if that goes to
get the president somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, and you remember how Bush was just flying all around on 9/11, and Cheney was hiding, in the base of the Pentagon. So through what my military, I have a lot of military friends, This is basically what we've come to. Okay, the tower hit by planes. That goes without saying, because there was the one plane that hit
hit the Pentagon.
Yeah, okay. So what me and my buddies have come to the conclusion of, it was the cruise missile that hit the Pentagon, but it was ordered, 9/11 was an internal war between Bush and Cheney. And that's why, even though...
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. And don't really care what you believe happened on 9/11, but, there you go. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dialing toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features on our site completely free. So head over there at freetalklive.com and enjoy different things like our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, right there at the top. You can just get them and go back in the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All free, courtesy of HostGator.
Have you ever considered taking a case to court, but you didn't want to spend the money on a lawyer? Try jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without attorneys who have to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers that want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what needs to be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we go to the phones here in just a moment. But I wanted to, Mark, you got a fire call? Do you need to go or something like that? I don't know if our
listeners, did you hear that?
I don't know if the listeners could hear that, but there's like an alarm that went off there.
Yeah, I accidentally brought my my Minotaur. No, okay. My deal with the fire department is that I go on calls that come in before 4 o'clock.
I see. Okay. So Mark is a volunteer fireman in his spare time. So
I can't believe that I finished that live
read.
You
did a good job.
While that thing was going off, I was switching it off.
I was impressed with the multitasking you were doing.
Yeah,
you are an impressive guy. I will give you that.
I've done that read many times, and I've got to say that if it wasn't for the practice, I probably wouldn't have.
Hey, Jurisdictionary folks, this guy, he really put out for you. So,
before we go on with the calls, I thought that what I said in the last segment deserved a little more explanation as far as why I don't care what you really believe happened on 9/11. We just had a guy call in to explicate his opinion on, what his beliefs are based on knowing people in the military. Allegedly.
Yeah, you sounded really short with the fella.
Yeah, well, I was done with it. So he, presented this idea that, it was planes that hit the towers, and it was a cruise missile that hit the Pentagon, which, of course,
He's planted a meme now, too. Now there's going to be people researching the battle between Cheney and Bush.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was one that we've heard before. In fact,
Oh, really?
Fairly popular.
I think I heard it from him, I think. I think I recall his specific call suggesting something like that before. So you're wrong, and we didn't bet any money on it like I wanted to.
No.
He said we hadn't heard it before.
Well, I've certainly heard it, in the past. People have called and said cruise missiles and things like that.
The reason I don't care.
What about the battle between Bush and Cheney, though?
Like, I don't know
Bush
anything about the battle between
Bush
and Cheney.
Now, that one might have been new. I don't know.
But that caller has called before about Bush and Cheney.
Okay, so here's the part that's offensive about it, all right?
Okay.
Like, there were hundreds of people who died in those four airplanes that hit those buildings on 9/11. And some of the family of some of those people are probably pretty offended by the idea that you're suggesting that their family, A, didn't exist, or B, has been, you know, shucked off to some island, Tahiti, to live the rest of their life in silence, or whatever, atomized
or worse,
on the way
killed.
Through the metal detector. I don't know what it is that they...
There's never an explanation for what happened to the people that were supposedly in the plane that everybody says that believes the stories was a cruise missile. There's no explanation.
Right. They just disappear.
Yeah.
They never existed.
So the reason I don't care is because it doesn't matter to me. It does not matter to me what the real story is behind 9/11. It doesn't matter to me who killed John F. Kennedy. And it doesn't matter to me, you know, whatever the truth is behind whatever popular conspiracy theory.
But it doesn't change my views about the government.
No.
And I find that there's maybe a very, very tiny fraction of people. I keep hearing this a lot, that it's going to be what wakes people up. And no, it's not. It's not that thing, because I understand the mindset. But the thing is, you're either preaching to the converted, you're preaching to the choir, or you're speaking to people who are immediately dismissive of you. There's very few in between. Catch a few, but I really don't think you're going to get many people who are going to be like, oh, well, now I realize the government's evil.
But if you are one of those people that was converted by the conspiracy theory story, no one can tell you that the conspiracy theory story is not motivational. Yeah, persuasive. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that, to
there's
them,
there's no doubt. Those
that's
people exist.
The truth.
We know those people exist. They've called the show before, and many of them, thankfully, you know, have been brought on board into the Liberty Movement and didn't go down the conspiracy rat hole. Instead, they, you know, stayed in the world of sanity, basically. And so I know those people exist, Dale. I just don't know how, like you're suggesting, I'm not sure how many of them there are out there. And for me, it's certainly not an approach that works for me, from my perspective.
I mean, and don't you think that the bulk of them have been converted by now? Like, there's not going to be that many more people.
After a decade, almost? Yeah.
Like if you've... You know, at this point, people are dismissive of you, and not for the reasons that I'm dismissive of them. I'm dismissive of them because, again, I'm like you. I don't care.
Well, there's always
it doesn't
a new...
change. I already think the government's evil, so it doesn't, you know.
But there's always a new conspiracy theory to titillate the palate of somebody who might be interested in the conspiracy theory story.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's entertainment for them. I mean, this is a hobby. They you know, this is, or maybe it's more like an.
I couldn't say.
It's more like an obsessive compulsive disorder, maybe, and it's not so much entertaining, but just something they have to do. They have to go and research more and find more factoids,
right,
and accumulate factoids to enhance.
You gotta get
the
to the bottom of it.
They tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you can get to the bottom of it at this point. I mean, you know, I think that they've pretty much at this point proven that the JFK assassination is not what it was purported to be early on. There's several conspiracy theories that have been brought to light from decades ago, and it hasn't changed the world. It hasn't shown anybody anything. People are not motivated now to do away with this you know, monolithic, intrusive government that has taken over the world. If nothing else, it's stronger.
Yeah, so I'm not going to pander to that particular viewpoint. Certainly, we'll allow it on the air, just like we allow anybody to call in with, you know, whatever it is they want to. But I'm not going to pander to it because I don't believe it will get us anywhere. And, you know, even if I thought that it would, I still wouldn't. I don't think it does. So
it's not. It doesn't feel like the right way to get where you're trying to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you know, an honest. I don't know. An honest pursuit of.
It's just,
I'm not sure how to explain it, but it doesn't feel honest to pursue that and try to get. A lot of listeners by appealing to conspiracy theorists.
Well, I can't
get on the same listeners that the other. You know, Alex Jones.
Sure, sure. And, you know, to be fair, he's got a lot of listeners. So, I mean, maybe if we wanted more listeners, we should pander to it. But I don't feel right about that. I don't feel it just doesn't gel with me, so I'm just going to leave it alone. 800-259-9231. We'll continue to focus on real-life examples where you don't have to speculate and talk about some sort of mystical intrigue that's going on behind the scenes, Bush and Cheney fighting it out, or whatever it is the story of the moment happens to be. We'll talk about real-life examples of how the government hurts people and how that it creates unintended consequences and that its programs harm the people that it intends to help, and that it just wholesale is slaughtering innocent people, it's ruining lives. We don't have to speculate to show these things. There are endless amounts of news stories in the news every single week that make these points for us without any doubt, where there is no one who can listen to it and say, well, that didn't happen, or it didn't happen like that. No, these are, you know, incontrovertible facts that we're talking about here. Like the police officer who is making more than $80,000 a year for not working. I mean, that's a fact. That's something you cannot deny. It's from OrlandoSentinel.com. Officer Kevin Kilpatrick has not reported to duty for 7 years, but has been paid over $550,000 in that period of time for not coming to work. We can tell you more about that here in a little bit. Let's talk to Tom in Virginia. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hi, guys. I wanted to discuss the term unintended consequences and how I think it's and for folks in the liberty movement to use that term, because it deflects people from actually taking ownership of the bad policies and the bad choices that they implement.
All right, I'd like you to get into more detail on that, because I just used it a few moments ago. So we'll bring it back here in a moment, Tom, if you can. More with Tom in Virginia. Why is it bad to use the term unintended consequences? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is something that matters. You know, that speaking correctly is important. Getting the words out, getting the ideas out, the ideas of liberty, communicating them effectively.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to support the show, you can do that in a bunch of different ways. One of them is by shopping with us through our affiliate links for Amazon. You go through shop.freetalklive.com, whether you're in the U.S., or the U.K., or Canada, or in Germany. You can use Amazon. There are different links there for each one of those countries. You click into the one that's right for you, and then whatever it is you buy, when you click through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. It's the same great Amazon with the same great super shipping deals and prices and everything. Just head on over to shop.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Now, we just to juxtapose things that I consider important on this program, we kind of trash-talked a little bit on the conspiracy theory world a little while back, pointing out that, to me, it doesn't really matter what the truth of things like 9/11 is because, well, the truth doesn't, whatever it is, doesn't really advance the ideas of freedom. Because even if we were to discover that, you know, one of these plots were true, whatever the conspiracy theorists are promoting, that doesn't actually advance people's understanding of what it means to be a free human being. It just gives them an explanation for a past event. It doesn't actually bring people to any real significant new conclusions about government, because doesn't everybody already know that government is corrupt and government hurts people? Doesn't everybody already know this inherently, whether they want to admit it to themselves or not? So
I'd say that they think the government is largely corrupt and that at times it hurts people.
I like to focus on things that are tangible, things that are concrete, as far as news items are concerned. But aside from that, it's always nice to talk about better ways to communicate these ideas, because they're the most important ideas of our time. And we need to get them out there in as effective a manner as possible. And so Tom is with us in Virginia with a suggestion to that end. Tom, you're back.
Oh, yes, thanks. The term unintended consequences, I feel, is something that has been used more and more often, and it's typically used in response to people in the media discussing public policy. And I feel that it deflects blame. It deflects anyone from actually having to take ownership of a problem or a decision. And I think those in the liberty movement should stop using that term unintended consequence and just use the term consequence or as a result. Hmm. And then you can, you know, describe why that consequence or result is there.
What do you think?
To some extent, I agree. I mean, I see the point that you're making. However,
take the war on drugs, and we all know what people label as the unintended consequences of the war on drugs, the increased violence, the product increased cost. People tend to label this, the unintended consequences, because it's good to keep people from drugs. It's not however, you know, prohibition, the effects of prohibition have been known for centuries. It's not a surprise that there's an increase in crime. It's not a surprise that the price goes up.
I think it's a surprise to some people.
Yeah, people who haven't studied history, perhaps?
Well, it might be, but I think for those, you know, folks that are in the liberty movement, it would be nice to not use the term unintended consequences.
I like where Tom's coming from on this. I think it makes sense because it kind of presumes that the intentions were good in the first place. Well, you know, we had some really good intentions with this war on drugs, but we didn't intend for these horrible things to happen because it was a good idea to try to stop people from taking drugs. I think
like it's just an oopsie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like improper planning. For example, in private enterprise, if you fail to plan properly, you go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, when they fail to plan properly, you just get another law or some additional policy to try to, you know, correct what's been corrected. And they never take what's off the books. And it's always labeled, the unintended consequence. Well, it's a bunch of BS, really, I think.
Great point, Tom. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So Tom just suggesting to call them consequences. And somebody, I think, in the past had suggested they be predicted or predictable consequences or something like that. Like, you know, we know what happens when you use force against people, that things slip through your fingers, so to speak. Things happen that maybe you didn't expect. And I guess that's where the idea of unintended comes from. But I think he makes a persuasive point.
Well, I think that when you're speaking to somebody about a point that they, you know, they have an emotional investment in, it's best to be gentle with their feelings if you want to convince them that they might have a position that is somehow not completely thought out. So, you know, one of the dangerous things is essentially pointing your finger at them and going, you and your stinking ideas, they have consequences, and those consequences are blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what our role currently is to educate people.
Well, you could always say, well, maybe you didn't realize this, but some of the things that happen as a result of the war on drugs are this and this and this. I don't know. I don't think it's a bad suggestion at all.
I don't think it's a terrible suggestion. I see the
maybe
point.
Maybe didn't anticipate this, but some of the consequences are.
Yeah. And they are predictable in many cases because we've observed over the past how these things happen. 1-800-259-9231. Prohibition always works in the exact same way as far as what the consequences are. So, yeah, they are entirely predictable. And we continue here with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Michael is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
Hey.
Listen, you know, I was just calling to say that, you know, I feel a little bad for Julian. I know where he's coming from. He can remember when gas was the price on the right-hand side of decimal point.
Julian Heiklin, the nearly 80-year-old man who was arrested in his home today because the federal government doesn't like him because he passes out flyers in front of courthouses. Go ahead.
Correct. But if we're going to play their game, we have to play by their rules. He can't be out there and do that, and then when they say, okay, you have to come to court, and then decide, I'm not going, because there's consequences to that also.
No doubt.
It seems clear.
I'm pretty sure he knew what the consequences were when he decided not to show up.
Yeah, because I was going to take a similar course of action here in my area, and I was told not to. So I've taken a different approach in writing letters and showing up to different council meetings and so forth. But
you were going to take a similar approach regarding what?
Handing out flyers in front of the courthouse.
By whom?
Legal counsel.
They told you not to hand out flyers because they figured you'd get harassed?
Well, they figured that I wouldn't be in a position to handle the possible consequences, the legal ramifications that might occur from that.
Meaning you might lose your career or something like that? Like what?
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hold on just a moment. Isn't it sad that somebody in America, the so-called land of the free, is feeling like they can't hand out a flyer because they're worried that they might lose their career as a result of being arrested because they're handing out flyers.
It's shocking. It really is. I mean, you know, if you when you put it in that kind of verbiage, it's shocking that here in America that people need to be so scared of their government, realistically, so scared of their government that they can't hand out flyers on government property.
Especially, and we're talking flyers that are merely educational.
You know,
they're merely informing you about the nature of the law. And that's what's really disturbing about it. They're not even like, you know, it's not like they're even proposing, you know.
It's not jury tampering because it's not specifically saying you need to vote this way in this particular case. It just simply says you have the ability to vote for this reason if you would like. It is an enlightenment to the jury of what their rights are as a juror. And the government finds that far more threatening.
They should be making it unnecessary. What they should be doing is informing jurors of this right at every case, but that's not going to happen.
Well, it's my understanding, Dale, that here in New Hampshire, some of the more liberty-oriented state representatives have introduced a piece of legislation that will mandate that all judges once again return to this behavior, which they supposedly
used to do. I've heard about that, and I, you know, I hope that something comes of it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we'll see. Over time, certainly things are going to get better, I think, in the political sphere here in New Hampshire. They're already moving slowly in the right direction. But that used to happen, as my understanding was, back in the 1800s, at least toward the end of that particular century, that those instructions were given to jurors. So it would really just be restoring the way things were supposed to be in the courtrooms, with people being fully informed. Anyway, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The feds, obviously very threatened in that particular case with an 80-year-old man almost handing out flyers in front of their courthouses. They've cracked down upon him. They came and raided his family's home this morning. 1-800-259-9231. We'll keep you informed as we learn more about that and what goes on there. At 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. Cop getting paid to not work for 7 years. And even more on the way. We'll allow you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.